Welcome to my podcast. I'm Ninka Bernadette Mauritson, and I reversed my son's autism and I healed myself from depression, anxiety, obesity, and the whole family from digestive issues, asthma, allergies, and just overall low quality of life. I'm here to improve your life quality, your self-healing capacity, and your happiness by reconnecting you to your self-healing powers and Mother Nature. Hey, my friends, we're going to talk about secrets today on this podcast episode, and I'm going to reveal mine and some of my ugly sides that I haven't talked about. And did you know that your secrets, all the secrets you keep from the world, the ugly sides of you that you don't want anyone to see or hear about, those secrets are keeping you from intimacy and from experiencing all the good things in life. Literally, revealing your secrets is like taking a huge emotional and spiritual dump. So it's an emotional detox to reveal your secrets, and that's what we're going to do today. So welcome to the podcast. The reason why I want to talk about secrets and perfectionism today is that I still fall for it. I still trick myself into wanting to be perfect. And every time I do so, it stresses me incredibly. And perfectionism has ruined so many things for me in my life. And let me tell you the story from this week that started this whole thinking process that I want to share with you today. So, I found myself hiding ugly angles in my kitchen, which is actually every angle in my kitchen, because I have a very 90s looking worn out kitchen. It's a kitchen that my partner installed way before I came into his life 10 years ago. And it just is not a blogger kitchen. It's not a Scandinavian minimalistic Instagram friendly blogger kitchen. And so I had talked myself into not being good enough. And I had this feeling of not being good enough every time I posted something from my kitchen. And I post stories from my kitchen almost every day about the delicious, loving dishes and foods that reversed my son's autism, and foods that you can cook easily at home to show your children love, to feed their cells, to support their cell growth and restoration and learning and sleep, and all the foods that are great for digestion and great for hormones and great for the immune system, and real foods for real people, from an ordinary mom who's been through hell reversing her own son from autism. That's me. But every time I'm in my kitchen lately and I'm trying to post something, I feel that my stove doesn't look appealing. It looks ugly. And is it a bit greasy? Oh, no, I can't show them that. So I'm moving food around to find the right place and the right angle. I don't like the kitchen top because it's 90s and it's just black and ugly. And I don't like the kitchen fronts because it looks ugly. And I wanted it to be perfect. So I had this idea that I needed to wait until we renovate the kitchen, and then I can make these videos from my kitchen and kitchen courses, and I can start my autism reversal journey for parents, but I need to fix my kitchen first. And all of a sudden it hit me. This is a theme, Miss Ninka Mauritson, where you think you need to be perfect to be worthy, to show up, to have value in this world. I had this feeling that I wasn't good enough to share my story, the thing is, when you engage in that kind of thinking, it just takes over, and it gets worse and worse, and you spiral into this not good enough, not worthy enough, and then you start hiding who you really are. And people can feel that. People can sense that, whether you say it or not. So I decided to, I did a story here this week, and I said, this is me in my kitchen, and I find my kitchen pretty ugly, so I'm scared of sharing it with you. And also, the same week, I'd had an episode where my son had been buying potato chips, crisps in English, And since his reversal, and actually every minute of his life, he has been so sensitive that he cannot have any unkind food in his system. If he eats anything that's processed, he gets sick, he withdraws emotionally, and he gets brain fog. It clearly affects his brain, and he gets inflammation. And I get these memories of when he still had symptoms of autism. And then I started thinking, well, if your child still goes out and eat potato chips every once in a while, you can't be a mom who's inspiring other moms to reverse their children's autism, because you have to be perfect. He has to be perfect. And so I involved my children in this perfectionism. Whew, that is exhausting. So I decided to reveal that secret about me. And I also decided to get a grip. And not get a grip in pulling myself together and become more perfect. No. In acknowledging that I am worthy, in acknowledging that I am actually a pretty amazing mom, I took my son from being very sick, having tantrums every day, not sleeping at night, beating up his brother, screaming, not eating anything but junk food, not wanting any eye contact, not wanting any physical contact, being so sensitive that he couldn't wear clothes, we couldn't drive, we couldn't take him anywhere. He would behave like a dog when we took him out. You know the story if you're following my podcast. To this young man having a neurotypical, normal life, no symptoms, and eating really healthy, gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, whole foods, organic foods. He's exercising, he's going to bed early, he's got friends, he's got his life, he's got his music, he's got his career. How perfect do you have to be? How perfect do you have to be before it's good enough? Well, if you're in perfectionism mania, it's never good enough. Let me tell you the things that I have lost and missed out on because I wanted and needed things to be perfect. I lost all my hormones in my 30s because I was a perfectionist at work, and I overperformed and I overdid things and I overexercised, and I was determined to be the best at running. And then when I started running, I wanted to be the one that ran the longest. So I started running then first 5, then 10, then 20 kilometers every time. And literally my skin fell apart. I lost all my hormones. I lost my hair. I lost my sleep. I lost my mind. I have lost precious time with my children due to perfectionism, because I have been a pleaser and overperformer. And when you're a pleaser and an overperformer, you need to ignore your body's needs. You need to ignore your children's needs to be there for everyone else and to prove your worth. And that's a high price to pay. And I realized that that price was the price that I was paying. When my children stopped coming to me for comfort, they went to their dad instead, because they could see, hey, she's got enough on her plate and she can't even take care of herself. I'm not going to let her be burdened with my needs as well. That's how children think. Even embarrassingly, when I got a divorce and I started dating, I was Skyping my boyfriend. And because I needed to be so perfect and groomed, and my makeup needed to be perfect, and I needed my space to be perfect in front of this boyfriend that I don't even care about. I can't even think about him now because he just doesn't mean anything to me. And he didn't respect me or my children. But I got my children into bed and they couldn't get out and disturb me. And so I put them to bed early and I missed out on time with them because I needed to sit there and be perfect for someone who didn't care about me while I wasn't caring about me or my children. WTF? Question mark, question mark, question mark. What are we doing? What are we doing? And why do we get into this mess? We, or at least I know that I went into this mess because of my background. Most of us grow up not feeling valued for who we are, but for what we do. And so my mom chose her violent alcoholic boyfriend over me. And I got a very early experience of not being worthy unless, no, actually not being worthy, period, full stop, enough to be chosen by my mom. I experienced sexual abuse when I was very little, not in the closest family, but I experienced that. And so I had an early memory of having to sell out to get attention, sell my body to get attention. That's the deal that was made in that relationship. Not everyone's got an extreme case like me, but it's enough that you've grown up feeling that you had to be or do something to get the attention and love from your parents. All families have their share of shame and fear and guilt and dysfunctional ways of getting our needs met. And this was mine. So I learned that I needed to overtrain, overplease, overwork, overperform, overdiet to be worthy. I never had this feeling of being worthy just because of who I am, not because of what I do. And I think that will probably always be in my DNA. What's different now is that I notice it, and here's what I do, and here's what I did. I notice it, and then I reveal myself. So I talk about my imperfections. I now show my ugly, unstyled, very unlifestyle, very unblogger Instagram-like kitchen. And my real dishes and foods and my children and the mess that we have in the kitchen and the way real life looks. I also like to reveal my ugly sides. So for example, I can tell you that I have this very ugly flap on the bottom of my butt that looks like, I don't know, just a flap of skin. And I think, I guess that's aging, because it doesn't matter how much I exercise and how healthy I am, that flap's still there. It doesn't look good, it looks ugly. But all the secrets that we keep, all the areas where we want to be perfect and nobody is, they take so much bandwidth on a soul level, on a physical level, and on an emotional level, that you are drained by the end of the day by playing this part, by playing this part of perfection. So the reason why I wanted to say this to you is that some of the people that I really admire and look up to and follow their podcasts and work with and enjoy following online. So for example, Dr. Tina Moore, T-Y-N-A-M-O-O-R-E. She's got an amazing podcast called Pain Free and Strong. She's also running the Naturopathic Revolution. And one of the things that made me fall in love with her was her sharing her vulnerability and how she'd been over-dieting and overperforming her body to the ground, and how she has overcome that by realizing, hey, I need to gain more freaking fat on my body to maintain my hormonal levels and my sleep and my sanity. So she said, I had to choose between having my libido and my sex life and my sanity or being skinny. I loved her for that, and it set me free. Jator Pierre, who works with me, and he's also got his own Instagram profile and YouTube channel called Explore with Jator. What made me fall in love with him, he's worked with Chris Kresser, he's a Polchek faculty member, he's just top of the game when it comes to functional medicine, when it comes to holistic health coaching, exercising and diet and gut healing. He's just a genius at that. But when I met him and interviewed him, guess what the first thing he said, this super, super ripped and fit guy working in the fitness industry, he said, I always feel fat. I really always do feel fat. And I know it's a perception, it's a trick of the mind, and it stems from when I actually was fat as a child. But him saying that allowed me to look at the areas in my life where I always feel that I'm not good enough and I need to look better, be better, eat better, decorate better, you know, all those things. So my invitation for you is for this little short conversation that I've had with you and your secrets and your inner perfectionist is ask yourself, what drives my perfection? So what drives my perfection? What price do I pay physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually for my perfectionism? Who else in my life pay a price for my perfectionism? What does this perfectionist want from me? What is it here to teach me about myself and my past and my trauma and my patterns so that I can set myself free? Because there's no mistakes. Everything that we do for a reason. And we can always, always use it to get to know ourselves better on a deeper level, to mature, to grow up, to wake up. And the last thing I want to invite you to do is to take a perfectionism dump, literally, get a perfectionism enema, and release your perfectionism by exposing your secrets. Some of them, just some of them, maybe even just write me and tell me your secrets. The more you can expose and be vulnerable and share your secrets, the more freedom you will experience. You are as messed up, I don't remember who said that, but someone said you are as fucked up as your secrets. And as soon as you reveal them, they are no longer secrets. So that's my invitation for you. And I hope we can have a conversation about perfectionism on my Instagram profile or on my Facebook page, Ninka Bernadette Mauritsen, or in my upcoming Facebook community. If you liked this podcast, make sure to give it a like, give it a rating, share it, and subscribe so that you know when we can connect next time. I love to hear from you. I love your feedback. So please let me know what you think and make sure to tune in next week. I always love messages in my inbox on Instagram and Facebook. If you've got ideas or wishes, topics you want me to cover next week, see you then. Have a good time.